It has been so long since I've done one of these little podcasts that it's actually embarrassing at this point. So let me just give you a rundown of what's been going on. I stopped coughing, which is a miracle, but my voice is still gravelly. I still sound like I don't know, Joe Cocker or whatever, Kim Carnes. So I went to a throat specialist. And she stuck a thing up my nose, down my throat, a little camera, and showed me what my little voice box looked like and all that stuff. And it looked like a freaky alien. I posted pictures of it on Instagram and made a joke that it looks like some disgusting underwater alien freak thing. And she told me I have to stop drinking Pellegrino. And I was drinking like three bottles. Large bottles of Pellegrino every day. So I'm having withdrawals. No more Pellegrino. I mean, come on. No alcohol, no drugs, no cigarettes. And now, I mean, I've never smoked a cigarette. You must know that by now. I've never been a drinker. But what I'm saying is my drug was Pellegrino. And now I can't even have Pellegrino. Fucking hell. And I have to go back to another specialist in June. I think they're going to check me again. I don't know, whatever. I would just like to be able to do karaoke again because my voice is fucked. But to be honest, I really don't miss being in bars because there's just, what do you find in bars? A bunch of drunk people. And what do drunk people do? They do stupid stuff. And I have no time for that. I'm busy taking care of Desmond and the daily grind. Business have slowed down ever since the pandemic. The massage business has never actually picked back up to the way it used to be, which is unfortunate, but what can you do? There is no apologies from anyone, and people are afraid to get a massage. They have like there's like a stigma attached to getting a massage. They're afraid of getting COVID. Or they can't afford it. You know, the economy is shit, you know? So there's that. Still homeschooling my son. Oh, something really bad happened on April 4th. It's April now, but April 4th, something really, really bad happened. I was in the kitchen on the phone and my cat Maggie, my beloved cat Maggie that I've had for 4.5 years, she crouched down and looked at me and was going, like, I was like, what is going on? She was doing it really loud. And I was on the phone with my friend Brandon. And I'm like, holy shit, Maggie looks sick. I don't know what's going on. Like, it looked like she was trying to throw up, but she couldn't. And then she ran into the other room and was doing it again, like, and then she fell on her side and it looked like she was having trouble grasping air. And I was like, oh my God, can you come over? Let's go to the vet together. So I got the cat carrier out and I put Maggie in it and zipped her in there. And she was not happy. She was flipping out in the cat carrier and she was making that sound again. And my daughter, who was visiting from Germany, I woke her up and I'm like, hey, look what's happening. The cat looks like she's dying or something. And she's like, let's go on the front porch. So we went on the front porch so the cat could get as much fresh air as possible while Brandon was on his way over. And he doesn't live far. He lived like less than a half a mile away. So we were just gonna rush to the vet. And but Maggie looked so unhappy in the cage. She was freaking out. So I brought her back in the house, put her on the massage table, put the you know, her little carry case on the massage table. And I unzipped it. So she could come out and she was just laying there. And I was like, oh my God, what the fuck? And I touched her lips because I saw that they were wet and it was blood. So I lifted her out of the cage, out of the, it's a cloth carry case, it's not metal. I took her out and put her on the massage table. There's like this white towel that I always keep on the massage table for the cats. And, a whole bunch of blood came spilling out of her mouth, and I was fucking flipping out. And her tail was super puffy, like a raccoon, like. And so that must have been her last rush of adrenaline. And It was horrifying. I mean, she wasn't acting sick beforehand. She was still playing and drinking and eating and pooping and peeing as normal. And so she would have been 5, April 22nd. She died suddenly. I mean, I see it on Facebook a lot. Like a lot of people's animals, especially cats, are dying suddenly, which is really weird. You know, I don't think that. I'm not trying to say it has anything to do with vaccines or COVID. I'm just saying, who knows? Maybe there's something in the air or the food or whatever, but the other two cats are fine. My friend Brandon, he said that it was probably organ failure or lung cancer or something. And wow. So Brandon dug a grave and I wrapped her like a little baby in the white blanket and the towel, and was crying my head off, and I cried for like 3 days after that. And yeah, it's been really hard to talk about it. And I'm not going to mention her name, but the woman who gave me that cat, who lives down south, I told her what happened, and she, instead of crying or having sympathy, she was angry and blaming me right away, saying it's my fault. I should have given her organic food, and that she wants to fly up and dig up the cat and bring it to the vet for an autopsy and all this stuff. It's just been the craziest thing ever. And I'm like texting her. I'm like, please stop. Okay, let the cat be in peace. Everybody here is mourning. Everybody here is in, you know, crying. She's like, no, I want to fly up and dig up the cat. I'm like, you're not digging up the cat. That's weird. That's morbid. So that happened. That was really horrible. And the cats, the other two cats, I can tell they've been mourning the loss of their friend. And I've been trying to cheer them up. And wow, losing a pet is crazy. Yeah, my daughter didn't really seem fazed. She said she doesn't like cats. She doesn't like all the hair. So that was weird. I had my son crying and my daughter like very apathetic. She didn't care at all. So she went back to Germany, but that was not a pleasant visit. She was very, very short-tempered with my son and constantly fleeing the house or often getting verbal arguments with my son, sometimes hitting him. So what do you do when you have two kids and they don't get along? You know, puts me in an awkward position. So yeah, we only see her once a year, and it's too bad that when she's here, she can't seem to cope with her younger brother. She can't even sleep here. It's like we make her skin crawl. So that was weird. But she's a grown woman, and you know, she doesn't have to put up with her sibling. And so that happened. But other than that, everybody's healthy. Everybody's happy, except the cat. And believe it or not, we're looking into adopting another cat because three seems to be a good number for cats. We have Candy, the female cat, who is probably over 3 years old, and Tucker is like 1.5, and Tucker wants to party. Tucker wants to play. Candy's like, no, I don't want to play. I just want to relax. So I think I need to get a younger cat that wants to play with Tucker so Candy can have her peace. And yeah, the book is done, by the way, but I am going over it one more time to make sure everything is perfect, because I think I need to change some of those early chapters a little bit. I'm proofreading everything slowly but surely. I'm going to self-publish because, frankly, I don't like the idea of a publisher controlling me. Yes, they do give you an advance, but that's it. After that, you really don't make any money, and they tell you how many pictures you can have. They tell you what to do, blah, blah, blah. So I think publishing in general has taken a different turn, just like everything in life has taken a different turn. Publishing, publishing your own book seems to be popular right now. And there is no advance, but you have more control. And I'm not even doing the book to get rich, by the way. So I just want to get it out there so that people from all over the world can order it. And if you do it on Amazon, I mean, I did call them. You'd really hardly make anything. I mean, just like a couple dollars per book. The more pictures you have, the less money you make. But whatever. My book needs to have pictures. So I'm looking for other options as far as self-publishing. I split ways with the person that was transcribing for me because she started to have insane financial demands. She wanted $10,000 from me, and all she did was use a software. She had a software thing she got that transcribes my podcast. You know how I'm speaking to you right now? She had some software, a transcribing software that she would record my podcast, and it would transcribe it into words. And of course, the words were not perfect. They were mumble jumbo, whatever. And she would email me the transcription just from these chapters I have on Spotify, the 11. This is part 12. I mean, this is not part 12. This is just a normal podcast. But as you know, I put out book part 1, 2, 3, up to part 11. So she's transcribed those. And I paid her $1,500. And all she really did was record it, send it to me. I edited it. I went through it and corrected any mistakes. And I emailed it back to her. So, you know, she's organized them and used a software to transcribe them. And then suddenly she wants $10,000. I'm like, okay, for what? You know, I could have done that on Fiverr. So she's just getting greedier and greedier and super annoying and saying stuff like, I don't want Kanye to be in your book. I'm like, well, tough shit. Kanye is going to be in my book. Well, I don't like his politics. Again, tough shit. Kanye West is going to be in the book. I don't want Ted Nugent to be in the book. Or I don't want, like, she started making all these demands about who she wants in the book. I'm like, well, hang on. You're not a co-author. She did not write anything. She didn't write anything. She just transcribed some stuff and emailed it to me. So she didn't do a, what's it called that you have to send to a publisher? Oh, she did not do a book proposal. I asked her to do one. She never did. She did not find a publisher. She said she was gonna. She never did. So, yeah, she can just fuck right off. And she also got a lawyer send me some stupid email saying, yeah, you need to sign an agreement with her. I'm like, yeah, no, I'll pass. Bye-bye. So, anyhow, I'm on my own. The book is done. I just want to self-publish it, so I'm just trying to find time to be able to edit all the shit. And maybe even add some more, because she really was rushing me. Like, come on, hurry up. Just rush through those last 20 years or whatever. And I'm like, I can't. I mean, I'm going to do book part 12 soon. As you can hear me washing shit in the background here, it's hard for me to find time. It's quiet enough for me to record my voice here to talk to you. Desmond's not here at the moment. He's with his dad. That's the only reason why I can even do this. And I'm up at a, you know, early hour. So I figured let's touch bases again. I mean, the last thing I published really was December 21st. I did a podcast with my very good friend, someone I love so much, Patrice Zappa, AKA Candy Zappa. We did a podcast together. It was super fun, and I put the audio on here. So that's probably the last thing I did. Not because I'm lazy. You know I ain't lazy. It's just I'm fucking busy. I never even get to sit and watch a show or a movie or go to karaoke or date or jogging or anything. Like, nothing. But that's okay. Because I already had the most fun life anyone has probably ever had. So I don't feel like I've been shortchanged or anything like that. I'm super content and happy. I just wish my son was a little bit easier to deal with because, you know, it is hard to deal with him. So I understand when my daughter can't deal with him, but I see him every day. She sees him once a year. And, you know, he was so excited to see her that he wants to tickle her. And she hates that. He wants to play with her. She hates that. I guess the age difference is too big. I mean, he's 11 and she's 34. So there's that. There's that problem. Their age difference is too big. But she would like call me from upstairs. I'll be in the kitchen here on my laptop, like working on the website and stuff. And she's supposed to be laying down with Desmond, reading him a story. She'll call me from her cell phone and say, quote, "Come up here and deal with your child. Take care of your child," and hang up the phone. I'm like, whoa, what the hell? So I would talk to Desmond and say, you know, please go to sleep. What's going on? I want her to read me a story. She's sleeping in the other bed and doesn't give me any attention. I'm like, please go to sleep. So I'm working on the computer. I'm thinking, my daughter's here. Finally, I get a break. I get to work, do some work, you know, have a break, do some work. Not go out and party, just do some work. No, she comes storming down the stairs, 2 a.m., loud as hell, waking up my roommates. Take care of your son. Okay, so I guess I don't get a break. That's too bad. Let me tell you, when I was young, you know how old people like me, you know how old people say when I was young, I mean, I had to help my parents. There was no choice. Like, there was no option. You help with the family. That's what you do when you're family. You help with your siblings. You help your parents. Fucking hell. So, yeah, that visit did not go well. She was here for 2.5 weeks. She only slept here like 4 days. She couldn't stand it. She was sleeping everywhere else but here. And that really hurt my son's feelings. That Desmond was unbelievably crushed. He felt rejected and sad. So that was not a pleasant visit. Wow. You know? So it's just Desmond and I again. And Brandon, our friend who comes over and rescues us and helps us and does our gardening and stuff. You know, we get along. Everything's fine. But when the other sibling comes, when Desmond's sibling comes, when my daughter comes, it's a fight every time, not just this time. The time before that, the time before that, the time before that. She ends up hitting him, locking him out of the house when it's snowing. Like, I can't even have a nap. Like, if I'm in bed sleeping, I'm like, oh my God, my daughter's here. Finally, I can sleep. I can get some fucking sleep. No, I can't because I hear slamming of stuff. I hear stuff being thrown around. I hear yelling. I hear crying. Wow. You know? So I guess she just doesn't feel comfortable here and doesn't like him. I mean, that's a weird thing because when they're not together, they say, oh, I miss him, and he says, oh, I miss her. But when they're together, it's like, you know, I wonder if all siblings get along like that. If I would act that way to my younger siblings, my parents would have beat my ass. You know, maybe that's the problem. My daughter never got her ass beat. So there's that, you know. I'm just going to vent because I really don't give a fuck what you think. I'm just telling you what's been going on. I'm tossing a salad right now, and it's like 80 degrees out, which is amazing. I've been cleaning house all morning. I put my American flag up. It looks beautiful out there. Kitties are fed. They had some tuna. They're super happy. And I might go look at the other kitties because there's a kitty named Paris, a female, a fluffy one. And then there's one that looks exactly like Tucker. I swear to God, this is Tucker's brother. I'm not kidding. It's a Turkish van with red eyes, same age as Tucker. It has to be from the same batch. Is that what you call it when a cat has, is it called a batch? Or is it called a litter? That's what it's called, a litter. Okay, this cat must be from the same litter as Tucker. But why do they call it kitty litter then? Like when you put sand in the box for your cat to piss and shit on, they call that kitty litter. But when a cat gives birth, it's called kitty litter. Confused. Anyhow, sorry to dump all this shit on you, but that's what's been going on. By the way, I've been hearing some rumors that TikTok's going to be banned and censored and all that stuff. Kind of stupid. Why can't we have anything fun? You know, I mean, that app is, I was apprehensive about it for like the first couple of years that it existed. I was like, oh no, Chinese spyware. Oh shit. No, you better stay away from TikTok. Plus, I don't want to see a bunch of girls twerking. But there's more than that on there. There's everything. There's gardening and fucking just lots of history. You know, we want to learn about history. But now our government is like, nope, nope, nope. We got to ban it because there's too much truth on there. That sucks. And I try to stop listening to the news as much. I used to listen to like three different people every night listening to the news. It just gets me frustrated and pissed off because I can't change anything. And all the wrongs that are happening, you want to right them, but you can't. So it's like torture, isn't it, listening to the news? I don't listen to the news. I'm fucking sick of it, man. Sorry for the noise. There's never any good news. But I stopped coughing. That's good news. All right? And I'm caught up on my laundry. That's good news. Oh. And July 4th, the Frank Zappa band called Band from Utopia is playing in my town. Can you believe it? That should be interesting. And maybe I'll try to make it to the beach this summer. I did not get to the beach, not even one time last summer. Oh, see, my burps are not happening as much as they used to because I'm not allowed to drink mineral water anymore. Fucking hell. I think I'm turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so. See, I can't sing anymore. See, my voice is gone. Even though I gave up mineral water, I still can't sing. Please, what the fuck? I need my voice back. I'm dying to go to karaoke. I'm dying to socialize. But yeah, we'll see about that. So yeah, that's my podcast. That's it. That's what's been going on. I will get to the book part 12 within the next couple days. I promise. I just got to sit in front of my computer and look at the list of concerts. Cause once I see the list of concerts, it brings my memory back as to what was happening. Alrighty then. Catch you next time.